Just to help you understand the physicality of the building, there were three levels. The two lower floors served as markets when first opened. The upper floor was reserved as function spaces. The two lower levels of the building are very different from each other. The lower market features more of a medieval character with rounded piers and arched vaults. The central stairs to the upper level replaced the original flooring in 1969. The upper market has windowless outer walls that were once divided into bays by partitions with a kind of pelmet across each bay with the trader's name who ran that stall. The Corn Exchange, now the Corn Exchange Gallery, separated the dry corn from the other market goods to ensure that it remained dry. The upper floor housed space for town council meetings. There was also a reading room. The space was called the Mechanics Institute. This space was very of its time. It was a place for working men to seek improvement and enlightenment. Men could go to improve their reading or other areas of their education. Another fixture of the time was the temperance movement. A leader of the movement in town, Ms. Probert, set up a booth selling teas, coffees, and cakes in an attempt to counter the town's heavy drinking culture.